The Turnaround by Jana Nielsen. When Brian Braceres and his friends started discussing religion and the purpose of life, they always seemed to come up short on answers. In fact, they often felt the things were way over their heads. But they knew somebody somewhere had to know the truth. That's when the name Mikkel Thompson popped into Brian's head. Of course, he thought, Mikkel has an answer for everything. Several hours later, Brian and his friends met Mikkel and her friend, Lindsay Miller, at a local restaurant. At the time, this scene in Chesapeake, Virginia, made for an interesting picture. Two clean-cut LDS teenage girls with open scriptures on one side of the table, three scruffy-looking boys sipping coffee and smoking cigarettes on the other side. That picture, however, has changed. Today, Brian is sitting on Lindsay and Mikkel's side of the table. Questions. Brian's transition actually began several months earlier in drama class. As usual, Brian started his day with a glance at the call board, a bulletin board drama students at Great Bridge High School must check three times a day to note auditions and rehearsals. Usually it contains pretty run-of-the-mill stuff. But something different caught Brian's eye that morning, a colorful flyer announcing that Mikkel Thompson was willing to answer questions about a recent 60 Minutes episode featuring her church's prophet. Brian hadn't seen the interview, but he knew Mikkel was LDS. All the kids in drama called her the Mormon. "I saw her at lunch that day and asked her about the interview," says Brian. Mikkel gave him a videotape of the interview, and he watched it that night. "I was a little bit curious and wanted to know more," Brian says. His curiosity led to more questions which Mikkel and Lindsay always seemed to know the answers to, no matter how or when Brian asked them. Answers. Before the meeting at the restaurant, Mikkel had been the center of attention at a drama cast party. Mikkel was sitting off to the side, and I started talking to her, and everyone started joking around about her being Mormon, Brian says. We asked her about anything. I remember she was so calm and collected with it, she answered our questions seriously. Then there were the conversations over lunch at school with other friends who had seen Mikkel's note. We'd sit by the wall, and I'd bring my scriptures every day and just talk about all sorts of things, says Mikkel. I would go home, and with my dad, I'd stay up late at night and look up things in the scriptures to answer their questions. When Brian met up with Mikkel and Lindsay at the restaurant a couple of weeks later, he was once again impressed. I had gone to a lot of churches before that and asked questions, and they couldn't really answer them. But Lindsay and Mikkel were quick to answer my questions. Found. Brian reveled in their responses. He just soaked everything in, Lindsay says, and he did so for good reason. At the time, mentally, I didn't know who I was. I was totally lost, Brian says. I felt like I had hit bottom. I guess that's when they came along. I didn't know what I believed. I didn't have anything to hang on to. They were there when I needed answers. School ended for the year, and slowly Brian started coming to church. He asked more questions and continued his friendship with Lindsay and Mikkel. For months, he went to Sunday meetings and Wednesday night activities. Things started to change in my life the more I went to church, Brian says. Early morning challenge. By the end of the summer, Lindsay knew that Brian was up to a bigger challenge, the early morning seminary type of challenge. But getting Brian to wake up at 5 every morning wouldn't be easy, so Lindsay made a deal with him. She had 6 books to finish for a summer reading assignment, and she told Brian that she'd finish her homework in the last 3 days of their summer break if he'd go to seminary and be present 80% of the time. Brian didn't expect Lindsay to come through. I said, "That's an easy deal. I'll take that one," Brian says. But come the first day of seminary, I was sitting there. The final question. Eventually, Brian had asked almost every question possible, and Lindsay knew it was time for her to ask a question. Brian said yes, and soon the local missionaries, Elders Vasos and Chug, taught him the first discussion. They began at a normal pace. Then one night the missionaries showed Brian a video about the early saints and their struggles to build a temple. Brian had never asked much about the early history of the church and was amazed at what he learned. I was totally taken back by this video and the dedication shown by the church through all these trials, Brian says. When the video was over, I said, "I want to speed the discussions up. I'd like to get baptized. Becoming clean. On November 6th, 1996, the day before his birthday, Brian entered the waters of baptism. 30 non-member friends came to his baptism. New friends from seminary and church filled the chapel. Of course, Lindsay and Mikkel were there, too. Just about everyone who had answered Brian's questions in the past 6 months was there to see him make this covenant. My baptism day was the most awesome experience of my life because I had so much to be wiped clean, says Brian. It was the most releasing feeling I've ever had to know that I could be forgiven. A bright future. Brian's future is looking up. So are Lindsay Miller's and Mikkel Thompson's. While Brian found the gospel, Lindsay and Mikkel found the joy that comes from sharing it. I've learned how to use the scriptures a whole lot more and share them with other people. It's really not a hard thing to do, Mikkel says. Lindsay says, when I got to know Brian, I didn't really think he would be likely to join the church. I don't know how a person could have been in more trouble. He went from the very bottom to the very top. I've now learned that you can try to share the gospel with anybody. Right now, Brian is waiting for his mission call, to share the gospel with just about anybody. Already, he started serving the Lord through missionary work. He's given a Book of Mormon to his parents. Lindsay and Mikkel marvel at the example he's been to other youth in the area as they've faced struggles and temptations. He's the one setting the example now, they both echo. And nothing could be more true for the young man who once sat, full of questions, at a table with two bright girls who seemed to have an answer for everything. Now, Brian sits with them and shares the joy that comes from knowing. Editor's note. Brian Brashears is now serving in the Dominican Republic, Santo Domingo West Mission. End of note. End of article, The Turnaround, by Jana Nielsen.